Blog Talk Radio.
Get your balls out of your purse. Go dig up your spine. It's time for the Man Mindset Dating Radio Show with your host, all the way from Planet Man, Steve the Dean Williams.
Right, this guys, show is rated man. It contains ways to pick up women without the use of tricks and gimmicks. If you're looking for a quick fix or a magic pill, please take your soft, weak, cake ass to another show. This radio show is intended for people who are ready to learn how to date and bed women like real men do. Time to stop the bullshit. Viewer discretion is advised. Take it away, Steve.
All right. We're going to continue on the appetizer, but we'll get to that in 1 second. Let me go ahead and grab these calls. First, Tyler, and then 917, I got you. Tyler, what's your question, brother? What's up, man?
Hey, Coach, how's it going, man? I just getting on the line here, just talking with a few people. Just wanted to be ready for a response here. But thanks for that advice about just, like, what to say when they ask where this is all coming from. Do you know what I mean? Because it's almost like they smell it. You know what I mean? They're like, how are you different? And I'm gonna go back and replay that. Yeah.
All right, Tyler, remember, I'm just going to play a quick call. But you remember I showed you this a long time ago when right here, just I mean, we'll play a clip. We're going to play the whole thing. But remember what the woman said.
Say thank you for letting me have a couple of days to actually think about what freaking happened the other night. Anyway, it was so funny how I had my whole mind made up on, like, when you leave your ass alone, I just felt like you was trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is, because I was right, you know. I ain't going to lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional?
Okay. See that right there? That's what I'm saying, Tyler.
Yeah, exactly. I know the clip.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But the how do you do that, right? The reason it comes is, and I'll talk about this in a second, but there is something in that I'm showing guys that is going to connect to that answer. But, Tyler, if that's all you got, I'll throw you back in.
Yeah, just got a question back in right now, man.
Okay, just press 1, and I'll pop you back in. All right, hold on. Give me a second, 917. Let me 510, what you got in the 917? 510, what's your question, brother?
Hey, so what's up, Dean? So I had a question regarding doing the Approach Boot Camp online.
Yes, sir.
So when I set up the date and I give her my number and I tell her to call me, but there's been a couple times where a woman would give me her number. So
that's okay.
Should I just go
Wait, 510. That's okay. Remember I told you, as long as you offer your number first, that's okay to accept her number. But you say, call me first. And then she might say yes, or she might say, well, I don't call guys. Here's my number. You see what I'm saying, 510? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all okay. So when she offers you her number, it's cool to call her?
Right, but after you offer yours first.
Okay.
Remember, call me, right? And when she gives you her number, what you do is this easy. Hey, when you're ready to talk to her, hey, what's going on? This is 501. I met you at this place. I was a guy that wanted to get to know you in an intimate way. When you get a chance, get back at me and rip her number up and throw it away and wait for her to respond. And if she doesn't respond, you just keep it moving, okay?
Okay, and then one more question. Now, what if, you know, I'm doing it online. So what if you talking to her and she's like, hey, you seem cool. Here's my number.
No, of course. You know, hey, listen. Okay, if she's like taking the aggressive and saying, hey, you seem cool. Here's my number. Then I would say, well, okay, before I take your number, I'd like to see a photo of you. And I want a reason why I should take your number. I appreciate you saying, I'm going to give you two ways. That's way number one, okay? And you're having fun with it. You're kind of being flirty. Send me a picture and give me a reason why I need to take your number. LOL with a wink. Okay, that's number one. Or what you can do is when you take her number, you can then say, you kind of, I got a bone to pick with you. You kind of beat me to the punch. And the reason why I'm saying that is because after I saw, I kind of did a little background. I looked at a few of your photos, and, you know, you can mention a photo and say, this is why I'm, you know, I was trying to get at you, but you kind of beat me to the punch. Because you know what? If your personality is anything like these photos, then we have something good now. You see what I'm saying? Your personality's
got
to match your beauty. Yeah, I mean, you see what I'm saying? So those are two different ways of having to do that, okay?
Okay, cool. That's
but
great.
You're
so
you're still dumb. You're still maintaining assertiveness. Even if she throws a number at you, you can have fun with her, pathway one, or you can say, hey, I got a bone to pick with you. You know, you beat me to the punch. I was about to message you, and I was about to send you my number, but apparently you sent you got me before that. You know what I mean? So, you know, you take it then at that point. But I don't want you to turn it away. Yeah, I don't want you to turn it away if you don't have a chance to offer your number, because some women will just automatically say, hey, call me. You know, hey, get with me. You know, it happens. So when it happens, you've got to still maintain your manhood by taking the number, but letting her know that I'm just not going to take your number. What I'm trying to figure out is what separates you from other women. You can use that one. I'm trying to figure out what makes you different than other women. You can use that one. Or you can say, you know what? Taking your number is one thing, but again, I'm trying to see what's behind the curtain. And I'm going to accept your number, and I'm going to call you, and I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. Now, please understand, here's your third one. Here's the third one. If you take her number, I want to let you know before. Now, remember, if a woman just does it like you're saying, I will take your number, but please understand this. The only reason I am accepting your number is because I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. If you are sending me your number because you just want me to be one of your friends, I cannot accept it. But if you want to get to know me in an intimate way, which I think you do, please correct me if I'm wrong, then I will accept your number. That's only when they do what you just said, okay? So I just gave you three avenues just in case she comes at you that way, okay, my brother?
Got you. But I remember you saying about, you know, asking the what separates you from the rest of these women and different, like ask them on the first date. But you said that's cool to ask them on the phone too?
No. You can ask on the phone, but the reinforcement when you see her and you're talking to her, that's when you can tell her, oh, okay, I'm starting to see what separates you. You see what I'm saying? If you bring up you see what I'm saying? The reason we're on this date, and I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, my time is the most valuable thing to me. But after talking with you, after texting with you, after the videos and the voice messages, I see that you are a little bit different than the other women. That's why we're here eating ice cream or feeding the ducks or at coffee. You're just reinforcing it when you see her. You see what I'm saying? You can do it early on.
Okay.
All right, yeah, you can do it. You got dealer's choice. You can do it early on, or you can hit her in the fucking chest with that question when you first go on your date. So it's dealer's choice. But if you ask her early and you're on a date with her, you just reinforce why you're on the date. This is why I'm spending time with you, because through our interaction together, I can start to see that you do have some different qualities from other women. And I do want to keep peeling back the layers because I do want to get to know you in a more intimate way. Yeah, I mean, see that? Yak 101.
Got you. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I appreciate you helping me out. Thank you. I was thinking about it. About, you know, I remember you said like a couple of shows ago, like it's always good to ask her a question on the date when you see her in person. But if you see her, if you like text her or call on the phone and ask her that, then that kind of like saves time at the same time as she can't answer the question.
Right, because the beautiful thing about it is after a while you can go dealer's choice because you can fill her out based on the interactions you have. See, I'm not going to be there on every interaction, so I want you to be able to determine when is the right time to throw that at her. Do I need to throw it on early, or do I need to save it for later on? But you make the determination. That's the beautiful thing, okay?
Oh, okay, got you. Okay, all right. I appreciate it, man.
All right, respect to you, brother. All right, let me bring in 917, and guys, I want to call in. Y'all can, because we're going to talk about something that Tyler brought up in a second ago. 917, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Actually, it's not a question. Also, you should change your name to Yoda, because it's like you're the Jedi Grandmaster when it comes to this shit. But it's not a question. It's just for the dudes that don't understand. And also, just a little advice. Guys, even if you don't go to college, learn psychology. Get the book. The reason why you can learn psychology is because if you apply the same things that Steve is telling you and you combine it with psychology, you can have women down to a science to where you can, in less than 5 minutes, they can be putty in your hands. It's proof. It's proven. Look at the Mike dude met the chick three on Friday and she's already cooking him dinner and she's already going over there. Like, look at the screenshots that I've sent. These are chicks that one is in Vegas in a whole relationship. And she even said, if you come out to Vegas, just know you're going to be blowing my back out. Yes, this is something that she told me.
Wait, this is guys, you. Wait, let me see here. I have no special awareness. Is that you? Or is this the one?
No. It's the one. It's the one with the chick, the Siri chick, the one with the long hair.
Oh, that's 619. Hold on, wait, 619. Wait. Where'd you send it at? Hold on, I'm trying to find it.
I sent it through your email.
Okay, wait, the man mindset at gmail.com?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm trying to find it. Wait, I got Junior. What time did you
mine
send it?
Mine is Tyler Blygen. It's Tyler Blygen 225.
Okay, Tyler, I got you, Tyler. Right. Okay, I got it. No, I did show them that. Okay, hold on a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be the one sucking on that big dick and rubbing. Oh wait, hold on. I didn't show. Let me show him this. Hold on, not on me. Okay, here it is. That's me right there, guys. That's me talking. But he's let me get her face out there. Okay, I'll be the one sucking on that big dick and rubbing your balls, lick them, and work my way to your tip with my tongue. He's talking about I'll face fuck you. I love that. Have you ever had that done before? God damn it. Fuck my face. Yeah. LOL. Okay, then she said first it was more my ex, and then she wanted to try and the dick. Okay, it's crazy. She got something about the knees and look up at him. Yeah, right. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, we got it right here. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and for those that don't understand, when you master self, because I know there's some gamers in your chat, so I'm going to speak in a gamer lingo. Listen, when you first play a game, you're going to start out as the weaker character. You ain't going to start out as the boss. No, you got to level up and gain experience. You're going to have to get rejected a few times, but it's going to work out in the end because it gained you that experience. Once you become strong enough, you can start one-shotting bosses, meaning women, as far as we talk in game tactics. That's all I wanted to say for those that don't understand, because it works out in the end. If you master self, women will come to you. If you get yourself in order, women will come to you because they know, okay, he's not chasing me. He's something that I want. He's something that I want to invest into. I just made a Facebook post about this in one of the groups I'm in. Women don't value things that come to them freely. They value things that they earn.
Yes. That's real talk, brother. All right, well, brother, we'll throw you in, and I'm going to tap on the Tyler thing, okay? So if you got another question, just press 1, brother. We'll put you back in, okay brother?
No problem.
I respect you. Thank you for that. I appreciate the insight. All right, guys, and get your crayons out. Because it's going on the menu. Most women on a constant basis. Shit, where's it at? Do I have anything? Where's it at? Wait. Am I out? Oh, fuck. I can't find it. Damn. All right, gentlemen. So here you go. Most women on a constant basis, gentlemen, they're used to average or below average. They're used to guys not expressing themselves. They're used to guys beating around the bush and walking on eggshells.
But when you start to work on yourself, gentlemen, not me, but like I said before, when you begin to build who you are and work on yourself, okay, and I'll show you, and I love this, your authenticity, you looking at you are and why you are and why you're different and why you're special and why that it's you're a code, your glyphics, there's something about you that is not like the average man out there. And this is what you're looking at, what you see right there. This right here is why you create this thing called buzz, okay? You create a buzz with a woman because most women are not used to somebody that's so assured. I know what I am. I know what I, okay, let's take this notebook, okay? This notebook is like my troubleshooting guide that is full of my knowledge, okay? If you're religious and you read the Bible, you know the Bible is stories, right, that are in a book, right? For you, this is not for the world to see. This right here is not for the world to see. This has to go here. And I'm going to say it again. This has to go here. This is not for anybody to pick up. And that's what makes you all so unique, is because as a man, you are a chapter and, excuse me, a series of chapters. From the moment that you are conceived to the day you pass away, you are nothing but chapters in the book of you. And as you are learning you and you're growing you, you don't share this information with people. This is your personal guide in which nobody gets access to but you, gentlemen. And this is part of why they find you different. Because there is no book on you out there that they can have access to understand you, because this is here. This is not like the Bible where she can go in and read all your stories of who you were. No. This is something nobody has access to this. Nobody but you. And if there is no book on you, how can she know what you are? That's when they start to ask questions of, how do you do that? How do you think? How do you move? Alfie, my brother, what's up, big Alfie? Much love to you, Alfie. Shout out to my boy, Alfie. Hey, Alfie's got a book, man. Support Alfie. Alfie, if you can, type your book in there so guys can look at it, man. Alfie's a good man, man. Very good man. Respect to you, Alfie. Great young man. Great young man, man. Great young man. But please listen to what I'm saying, gentlemen. Listen to what I'm saying. I want you to build this, okay? And as you go through every chapter of you and your authenticity, the information should peel off the page and go right here. Your chapters of who you are should be here, inside of you, not outside of you, gentlemen. For a lot of you guys, you're living your life. I'm not going to show the picture because Whiskey and them shame me. But your life right now for a lot of you guys is outside of you. You're living a life in which you're trying to figure out why a woman Why is she figuring me out so fast? How did she know what I was thinking? How did she know my every move? How can she read my hand? How can she know what I'm thinking about? And that goes back to when you are thinking just about fucking, gentlemen. The book on you is yours and yours alone, because it is a guide in which you go to. That's why I keep telling you, all this feminism and Me Too shit goes away when you look towards yourself as the answer. There, and I will say it again to all those that are listening, and please understand this, okay? Please understand this. Hold on, Alfie. I'll put that right there. Yeah, please grab that. Hey, support Alfie. Alfie, we love you, man. Respect to you, man. We really love you, dog. Respect to you, brother. What I'm saying to you is this. There is feminism. There is Me Too. There is government. There is family court. And there are fucked up women out there. But gentlemen, please hear me out. There are sharks, box jellyfish, poisonous snails, dangerous animals, and poisonous snakes and insects out there. Do y'all see what I'm saying right there? Every day you walk out that door, you don't think about poisonous snakes and insects and sharks and dangerous lions. Because in your mind, you're saying, I'm never going to be in a position to have to deal with a shark or a snake, right? Gentlemen, if you put yourself in a position not to deal with a shark or a snake or a dangerous insect, then couldn't you put yourself in the same position not to deal with a woman that's talking about feminism, Me Too, and all this other stuff? This is why, as men, we got to debunk the bullshit. This is why, not as men, but as your singular self, why you have to debunk it. Because if you're worried about the boogeyman under the bed or worried about that dark cave and you walk out your door, you stunt your growth. As your appetizer and your menu, you should be able to create a buzz. The buzz that you create is your authenticity. Listen to me. The buzz that you create is your authenticity. But let me explain something to you. A lot of you right now are creating a buzz. But let me explain. All buzzes are not equal. Every one of you guys out there, you're either creating a buzz to either be somebody else or show a woman your inexperience. That buzz. Versus the man that's showing the experience and why it's about his time. Their buzz is two different things, gentlemen. Because there could be good buzz and there could be bad buzz, okay? And what I'm saying to you guys is that understand, and I don't want y'all guys to think, you know, I don't want y'all guys to think I'm not thinking about you. I understand and I get it when a lot of you guys say to yourselves, well, you know, when I saw her, I got nervous, or I just didn't know what to say. I just didn't know what to do. And the reason why it's not frustrating, but it's the reason why I call bullshit when you do that, because you know what to say. You know what to do. You choose not to do it. That's the difference, okay? That's the difference, all right? You know what to say, and you know what to do, but the question is, are you going to do it, or are you worried about an end result? Remember, guys, if you're worried about tomorrow, okay, because we talk about that tomorrow, okay, when you worry about tomorrow and you worry about what people think and you worry, oh my God, what she's going to say no to me. You know, if I just walk up to her and, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. Listen. As a man, like I tell you guys, I don't ever look to a finish line. Because when I see a woman, I see chapters in my head. I don't see a finish line. If I walk up to a woman and she doesn't or isn't interested in me, that's just the end of the chapter. That's it. The chapter is over, but it's a chapter of my life. And I put it away. I turn the page and I move on. Okay? Follow what I'm saying. If I meet a woman, the book still remains open because what we're going to create are new chapters together. So whether she's with me or down or not, or she doesn't want to be with me, either or, I just look at chapters, man. I don't look at a finish line because I keep telling you guys, approaching a woman has nothing to do with the game, right? So if I'm just walking up to her and talking to her, she says no, that's just the end of the chapter, man. That's it. It's not the end of me. It's just the end of the chapter of her and I. But, again, I've showed you before, chapters can be reopened because I've told you several times when I talk to someone, they turn me down. I get with their friends and shit, and then they want to come back around again. So it can happen both ways, okay? All right? But also, I'm gonna start lacing y'all now. We're gonna get into lace, guys. I want y'all to get y'all crayons out. I'm about to lace y'all on some shit, okay? Get y'all crayons out because I want to lace y'all, okay? All right? I want to lace y'all on some shit because we continue in the menu, okay? And listen to me. This is important, okay? See, when you have no sense of self and you don't know what you are, okay, you buy into things. You buy into the fear. You buy into the lack of confidence. You buy into the excuses. You buy into things because you don't believe in yourself enough, so you buy into the bullshit. You buy into the government. You buy in to feminism, you buy into the Me Too movement, you buy into all women are bad, you buy in, and that's what a lot of young men, remember, the more you don't know about yourself, the more you buy into things, okay? But I'm going to show you why we're different from everybody else. I don't want you to buy into me. I don't want you to do that. I want you to build fucking with me. Say it again. When you listen to me, gentlemen, I don't want you to buy into me because it's not about me. I want you to take the information and begin to build. Build your name and who you are off the information. Don't buy into me because I don't want you to. I always tell you, don't believe me. Don't buy into me. Build off of the information, but don't buy into the information, okay? Don't do that, okay? But also, with a lot of guys who don't have the appetizer on the menu, well, the appetizer is terrible, okay? A lot of young men will get themselves in situations, and a lot of men will begin to see things, gentlemen, okay, that they don't understand. Remember, the things you know, the things you don't know, and there's things you don't, the things you know you don't even know. That's how deep it is. So for a lot of guys, because they have no understanding of self, they become to get discouraged and frustrated when they don't understand themselves, okay? When there are things that are happening in their lives and things that are happening with women that they've never been taught by mom or dad or their uncle or anybody that can help them, a lot of young men and men get discouraged and they get angry at what they don't understand, okay? And that's what I'm saying for you, what I'm trying to get you guys to see, okay? All right? But the thing that separates you and your authenticity is that the things that I don't understand make me want to learn about it. So then I can take from the experience, put it into my chapters, and learn from it instead of getting discouraged by it. I'm more curious of it because if I know it's something that can add value to my life, and I don't know yet because I don't – it's a dark cave. So I don't know. It's a dark cave. I don't know where it's at. But I'm still going to go in that dark cave because maybe there's something in the dark cave that can add to the chapters. And if I can add to my chapters, whichever chapter it is, because like I told y'all with Ryan with the Dean – you've got your – remember I told you about your addition room, your subtraction room, your division? Once you begin to build your kingdom, you're going to take information and put it in the right place. And once you put it in the right place, gentlemen, that's how you begin to utilize information. Yes. That is the best line fucking – man, I thought always tell a lion what he could do. I mean, should do, not what he could do. Because if a lion loads his own strength, no man can ever. I thought that was the best line. But no. The reason that most guys get discouraged is because of that right there. Yeah. Because what you know is only a drop. It's only a page in a book, half a page. And what you don't know is so vast. And for a lot of you guys, I understand it gets discouraging, right? I understand it gets discouraging. And a lot of you guys want to get mad and you want to get angry. And I understand you getting mad and angry. But what I'm saying is that how is getting mad, angry, and upset going to change you? How is mad, getting angry, and upset going to help you grow? How is mad, getting angry, and upset going to help you build? Come on, guys, think about that. Every man must build for himself. I cannot – listen, I wish I can build for Freelance Ronan. I wish I can build for Alfie. I wish I can build for the Dragon Blade or Joshua or Gary, or any of you guys, or Tyler. I wish I could build for you. But I just ain't got enough time to build for you because every day I'm building for myself. I'm too busy hammering and screwing in, and I'm so busy sawing and stuff that I don't have the time, because all the time that I'm doing is I'm layering the foundation and blueprints of my chapters and of myself. And I'm taking every experience, even if it's bad or good, as learning information and utilizing the information when I can utilize it to build my menu, to create the buzz. I want to create the buzz. And the buzz is created by the stuff that we talked about earlier that you should have. Because if you have those things, you're going to create buzz because women are not used to those things. Everything we talked about earlier today, first hour or four, probably go one more hour. Everything we talked about was buzz. We generated buzz. And the only way you can generate buzz is by building buzz yourself. You can't generate buzz off another man. Can't do that. I wish you could, but dude, the game didn't work that way. You can't build. Now, for a lot of you guys, you buy into the bullshit. But you understand, if you ever notice that every day you wake up, you're the same. the days change, the weather changes, the years change, the minutes change, the seconds and hours change, but you're always remaining the same. And so many of you guys don't even see that you are the creation of what you are now. Nobody else gets the blame for this. Now, I know y'all might have some difficult times as growing up. All right, I understand that, and we'll take that into consideration. But there's got to be a point in your life that you've got to cut the cord. You got to cut the umbilical cord from mom. You got to cut the umbilical cord from people out there that are complaining about shit. You've got to sever ties with that. You've got to cut out your friends that are holding you back. You got to cut out family members that are slowing you down. This world is a world in which you've got to function yourself in it. Because the world and life doesn't owe us anything. It doesn't owe us anything. And it can be taken from us like that. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You see, the thing is that when you have the umbilical cord attached to something else, think about what I'm about to say. This is going to be deep. When you have that umbilical cord attached to somebody else, that means a YouTuber that's telling you to change the way you talk. You're using words like female nature, escalating, hypergamy, and any other goddamn word, no flap, S-Y-S, any all that shit they just came up with. Teaches you how to talk, but it doesn't teach you how to communicate. A parrot talks and mimics. A man communicates. Boy, oof. God damn. There's water on that shit. God damn it. We're going to say that again. Holy shit, Steve. Gentlemen, if all you do all day is talk, 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 like a parrot, right? Female nature, right? Feminism, right? The hypergamous woman, right? Don't jerk off, right? Go your own way and learn your purpose, right? All you are doing, gentlemen, is talking. Men don't talk. Men communicate. I don't mimic. I communicate. Again, God, I'm telling you, it always comes back. I communicate based off of me. Every one of you guys has your own fucking language, but when you're talking versus communicating, what you're doing is you're saying, I'm not good enough, and I'm going to repeat and talk like somebody else. And then that's why you wonder things go wrong, because when you get around a woman, you cannot communicate. Do y'all see what I'm saying to you guys? Does that make any sense to what I'm saying to you guys? This is why what I'm showing you is so important, because people don't want you to see this information, because they know this information. They don't, nobody, look, women, marketers, advertisers, and some YouTubers, they don't want you to think freely. Are you fucking kidding me? A free thinker? How are we going to get him to buy dinners and drinks if he's a free thinker? How are we going to get him to submit to women if he's a free thinker? But you have got to see it, man. I'm just putting the weapons on the table. That's all I'm doing, is putting the weapons on the table. But as men, you have got to see that. You have got to see how it is you're not winning, okay? How it is, okay? You see, for a lot of you guys, when you sit around and talk, you lose, okay? But, again, when you talk has a domino effect, gentlemen, and the domino effect that it has on you is it forces you to an end game. It forces you to look at everything as an end-all, be-all, okay? It's all or nothing. Either she's going to give me some ass or fuck her, right? It's either, it's like all or nothing, right? Right? But a man doesn't think that way. I'm not thinking all or nothing. Just trying to position my troops to get enough small victories and enough cities to take over the state first, to then take over another state, to take over the country, to move to another the country, to take that over, and then I conquer the world. But it's small little steps. It's rural areas. It's cities. It's towns. You got to take these small steps. But again, this forces you to the small step because every step that you take is a learning experience in which you suck it in and soak it in. But if you're looking at a bigger picture, this is not going to work because it goes against the principles of man. It goes against those things. So that's how it works because a lot of you guys are – because you're looking for the quick fix or the quick thing, you're looking for the outcome, right? You're looking for the end result. The outcome is that she's going to turn me down or she's not. You don't want to sleep with me or she's not. You're looking out the outcome. But as you begin to build your menu, the beautiful thing about building your menu is that as you're building the menu, you don't know, gentlemen, and I will say it again. Damn it. Fuck, dude. Fuck. Let me. Mike is just a fuck, man. Mike keeps. Wait, hold on. Give me a second, guys. Guys, just kidding. Guys, we got to wrap this up with Mike. This would be the last thing, but this is the end all be all. So let me show you 11309. Let me show y'all this, but I'm going to finish what I'm saying, okay? While we soaking all this game up that I'm spitting at y'all, I'm going to show y'all one more thing with Mike, 11319. Y'all remember, guys, he was talking to the woman that said she was making him a meal. She made him the meal, and this is where Mike is at right now. Let me show you. Give me a second. Mike just showed me this. He just sent that to me. That's on his plate right now. All that yak he was spitting, that's where he's at. Some woman, that woman with that body, just made him dinner. The one that submitted the pussy just made him dinner. Okay? But let me continue what I'm saying. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm proud of my guys, so I love showing their victories and shit. Now, what I'm saying to yourself is this. When you build your restaurant, okay, you're not looking for outcomes because if you're looking for an outcome in your mind, you're thinking everybody that walks through that door is always the same, right? But the thing about a man is that I never prepare myself for an end result or an outcome or a quick victory. I prepare myself for the unexpected because someone could be a vegetarian that wants a salad. Someone could come in and want meat. I don't know. I don't know who's coming in that door. But I want to make sure I'm able to serve all people because as a man, I'm all things. I can make the proper adjustments regardless of who it is because I'm all things. I am not an outcome. I am all things. Does that make any sense to you guys while I'm spitting this motherfucking yak in y'all ear? And I want you guys to take notes on this so y'all can get more clarity on what I'm saying to you guys. So many of you guys are outside of yourself right now. Some of you guys don't believe in yourself, and I do this because I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe that you can grow, and I believe with a little bit of time and a little bit of effort, you'll get like my top students, like T-Dog and and Mike and Unique and all these guys, right? I'm getting deep here. But for a lot of you guys out there, a lot of you guys are always reviewing the world as an option. The way you want to move is an option. The way you think is an option. The way you operate is an option, okay? All these things that you are doing, you're doing all these things as options. You're not doing any of these things as an opportunity, gentlemen. Not just an opportunity. But I'm only acting on my decisions. I'm only acting on who I am as a man. Oh, shit, hold on one second. Oh, I think I accidentally hit my button called. I'm sorry. Damn, I hit the wrong button. Sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. I accidentally called. I didn't hit the button on Mike, dog. Hold on. I'm sorry, dog. Hold on. Fuck, man. Hold on. So what I'm saying to you, let me see, I'm crying this shit. You're in the fucking show. What I'm saying to you guys out there that are listening, this is my decision maker. This is what I look to before I look to anybody else. I always look here first to make sure that I act on the decisions that I make as a man. I am nobody's option. I am opportunity. And I've got to look at these pages because it is here in these pages, your name here is where you focus on the decision making that you must make. And that's the decision of if I got to let her go, I got to let her go. I don't care how sexy she is. I don't care how round her ass is. I don't care how beautiful she is. If I have to let her go, gentlemen, I will let her go. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? It's where decisions begin and where decisions end at, guys, okay? All right? Think about what I'm saying for a second, guys, okay? Think about how great you can be. But you can't be great as a man if you are over here following someone else's definition of success. I cannot take the success of another man and say, I'm him. Can't do that. What you've got to do is you've got to define, I'm sorry, I got to keep grabbing it. Your menu, you've got to keep grabbing this and look here to define what's successful to you, okay? Because this is the place of sanctuary. This is your sanctuary. This is your comfort zone. It is here in these pages that you create your standard. It's not out there. You can never create outside of yourself, gentlemen. I don't know why y'all keep trying this, but you cannot create yourself. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. Okay? But because so many guys look outside of themselves, they don't take the risk. Because I don't know what the reward is if I take the risk. If I take the risk, oh, my God, what is going to happen? What are they going to think, right? Right? What's going to happen to me if I take that risk? But as a man, I welcome risk. like I welcome rejection, like I welcome fear, because all those things are the driving thing that makes me different, because this is my driving force, my name. And all the rules that are entwined in this book are the things that are in my menu. You see, these are things that are going to speak volumes and create the buzz. It's how I feel about myself that creates the buzz, gentlemen. That's what creates the buzz. Nobody else can create the buzz for you but you. But how you create your buzz is how it's based on how you feel about yourself. Now, y'all will learn a lot of guys don't have self-worth. A lot don't. Because a lot of people don't believe that they deserve the best kind of woman there is out there. A lot of you feel that, well, if I get with her, she can always leave me. So fucking what? You can walk outside and get bit by a snake, but is that happening every day? No. But you automatically, like, sabotage yourself by thinking outside of yourself, gentlemen. I hope that makes some kind of sense to you. Because the only way you're going to get this, and the only way that you men are going to grow as men, is to begin to cultivate this right here. Story of me. This is not the story of Metal, SYSBM, going your own way, no flap, pickup, seduction, manipulation, indirect game, tricks, and gimmicks. This is not it. This, my friends, is the fucking story of you. This is your story. This is your compass. This is your guide. This is your principles, your laws, your rules. Everything that makes you you is here. It's not out there. It's here. Once you are able to begin to cultivate and create you off of your authenticity, you don't need anybody, man. Because all the decisions you're making are based off of you and not anybody else, gentlemen. That's what I'm saying to you guys. On part one of this, because we have so much more to discuss. But I want you guys to see it, man. And the only way you can see it is by believing it. I can't force you to want to be different. I can't force you to want to be great. What I can do is tell you, yeah, I got love for you. Yeah, I'm tough on you. Yeah, you know, I'm a dick to you sometimes. But it's nothing compared to the wrath of a woman that doesn't feel that you ain't a man in her eyes. Y'all think that what I'm doing is bad shit. That's a beautiful thing. One day I'm not going to be here. And one day you're going to have to let go. And one day, hopefully, the information that you get, hopefully one day you'll be able to take that information, not me, but you, take that information, incorporate it into your life, and start to navigate your world based off of you. Right now, so many of you are navigating your world based off of the woman, how she thinks, how she moves, how she behaves. I don't want that for you. What I want for you is I want you to talk to women, and I want you to get to know women, and I want you to judge women. Off of this. Because this is what you need. This is it. Nothing else. And if you can guide yourself on this, nobody's going to be able to stop you. How can a woman conquer you when there's no book on you to even figure out the first step? Guys, Cody, I'm not just passing you the baton. All of you are getting the baton. Every one of you, Tyler, all of you have your own baton. It's not me. I am not the end-all, be-all. It's not me. It's you. The baton, Cody, is your name. Once you see your name as the baton, then you start to build the bricks of your life. I'm sorry, guys. Based off of this, this is what's so beautiful about it. Because once you believe in this and let this be your compass, nobody's going to be able to stop you. Because the knowledge that you are going to gain is for you and you alone. That's what I'm saying to you guys. Okay? I got questions y'all can ask. But tomorrow we're going to continue this. All right? We got Ryan with the Dean tomorrow. And we will carry over to the next phase. Because now we talked about the appetizers. Shit, we got to get into the menu. We got the dessert. We got a lot of things to get into. So we got a lot to go. But we've already created the appetizer for you if you follow the steps that we have. I've showed you seven or eight things that you can take for free, incorporate into your life, and you will already have a standard above the average man, because the average man won't even think about doing the stuff that we're talking about, guys. That's what I'm saying to you guys. But we've got to build it. This is what it's about. I can't force you to see it, because it's not for me to make you see it. But I'm here, guys. Y'all got questions, go ahead, ask away. Any questions y'all got, ask away. Guys, also, like I said before, we're going to add something new. It's called the Book of Self, Understanding Yourself. And I've already put a few things out. And what I will continue on doing is definitely do that, man. I will keep making sure that at the end of the day, I push out a lot of free content, and we're going to make a new section in the website for this where we're going to just hammer out small little things. Remember, small things, okay? Small things, all right? But it's just up to you guys. And once y'all can see that, life is going to happen for you in a beautiful way. I know y'all, we got to cut that part out with Mike and put that up, because, and for Unique, I got to grab those audio clips and put that on the first, that's first page shit right there. That's it. Yeah. It's the book on you, big dog. Yeah. Not the book on me. I keep telling you, hey guys, I'm an arrogant fuck, man, and as much as I would like for it to be about me, it's not about me, man. Now, tomorrow, myself and Lucario are going to go on at 12 noon, so make sure y'all check that out. But, yeah, it's not – all of this is not about me, all right? And I'm not trying to do levels, tricks, and gimmicky shit. I'm just trying to get you to create your own book. When you are able to create your own troubleshooting guide, the game changes, man. The game changes. But it can't change if you're trying to be somebody else. It just won't work. The game was not built on being somebody else. It's built on being independent of everybody else. I'm trying to free you, but as we continue these things, we're going to talk about the restaurant across the street that's your greatest competition. We're going to be talking about that probably tomorrow. We're going to be discussing your competition.
And we're probably going to be hitting that tomorrow, so make sure y'all check that out, because we're going to take our time with this. Because I want you to understand how we did veer off with Mike, but, I mean, it's not every day we get to do stuff live and unscripted so y'all can see. I mean, look at her, man. Look. This is a woman that is submitting the ass. I mean, my God. Remember, hold on. I'll show you again. This is the woman that, oh, wait, I'm sorry, Kay. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. Oops, let me see if I got it right there. Okay, here we go. I didn't want to show her whole face. This is the woman right here that is submitting to him, cooking for him, all those text messages you see saying that she is, all that stuff we showed you today is coming from this right here. Come on, man. Y'all got to see it. Y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. This is what this is for. If y'all got to ask, we'll hold the lines up for a few more minutes. I'll put the number. I ain't shit. I forgot to put the number as we was talking. But if you guys want to call in real quick, you can. But let me see here. There's the number. We throw the number right here. There we go. Hold on 1 second. And then we'll put the number. We got a show with Lucario, 12? In about 10 hours, we got a show with Lucario. So we're going to do that shit. Yeah, but, yeah, the thickness. But what I'm saying is, it's not even the thickness. It's the submission. She wants to be with him. I mean, if you just look at all the things that she has said to my man, all the – this is crazy, man. We're going to definitely cut all this out, but, I mean – when you have a woman like that telling you, already know, I've never met a man like you. I will go as deep as we can. I'm all in. When they talk to you that way, gentlemen, all will talk to you that way because they know when they get with you, they're going to get a buzz or something different, guys. And that's what we're trying to create with y'all. Like Tyler asked earlier, how do you do it? Why do you do it? You know what I mean? How do you operate the way you do? The reason you're asking how is because there's no this on me. There's no book on you when you are creating your own manual, okay? That's what I'm saying. And we showed you, he's got women, I mean, my gosh, Tyler and all the fellas, man, got these women talking crazy shit. Crazy. This is how the life is. And if you have women talking crazy like that to you, what do you care if a woman says no to you? Or a woman says she isn't interested in you. When you have women sending you messages like this, miss me yet? When they send you messages like that, come on, man. What? Talking to you that way? Come on, man. I'm telling y'all, man. I'm telling y'all. This is important. Steve, how long did it take you to be able to spit that yak? Nate. I'm still working. I'm serious, Nate. Nate, I'm not bullshitting. Nate, I started in the fifth grade, and I'm still trying to perfect it. I still haven't perfected it yet. Here's why, Nate. As soon as I say that I perfected it, I failed because then I put a roof over it. So I'm still working, Nate. I'm still working on my mouthpiece, man. I'm still working on that, man. I'm still working on it. So, but Nate, to be honest with you, it was okay. The moment I knew I was there, okay, Nate, I'm gonna say there, but not conquer or you know, there were steps. First, I had to learn how to write it. Okay, Kyle, I'll bring you in 1 second. First, I had to know how to write it. The second thing is, Tyler, hold on 1 second. I had to write it. Then after I wrote it, I had to be able to express it to myself. And then the scariest thing was going to poetry night and being able to say it in a to a bunch of strangers. That is men and very sexually mental stimulated women. Once I did it and I sat down and I got the lipstick, I got a lipstick and a drink. One, I got a drink and a group of women. And then I had some women come up to me. Once that shit happened, I was like, whoa, wait, I struck oil. Shit. Hold on, Tyler. I got you real quick. Let me grab 760 real quick, Tyler, and I got you next. 760, what's your question, brother? What's up? 760-01? Yeah. Sir, what's your question? What's up?
Yeah. I just wanted to ask you, how long should you date a girl before you make her your wife or have kids with her?
Wait. How long should you date a woman and make her your wife and have kids with her, sir?
Yeah. Before you do that.
How long do you date her? Okay. The question should be, is I'm going to ask you, how long should you be and date a woman to have kids with her? Why, you tell me. What do you think? What is your opinion on that?
My opinion is when you feel that they're worthy to carry your name, get married to them.
Yeah, you know what, brother? Sometimes the answer's in the question. Yeah, you don't need to ask me because what I think is it is nothing to do with you. What I want you to do is be able to say, okay, what is a wife to me, and how long should I be, and when is the time to have kids? You don't need me to answer that question because it's not about me, brother, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll tell you. You have good? Okay. All right, well, I'll throw you back in, and thank you for the call, 760. Tyler, you're up, sir. What's up, brother? What's the question you got, man?
Yeah, can you hear me, Coach?
Yeah, I got you, T-Dog. What's up?
Okay, so I got a woman. She's getting ready to get in bed right now. I've been talking with her, and we went on our first Ducks date on Saturday. You know, stayed at her place. She's coming over on Wednesday. And basically, I'm going to talk to her on the phone right now. I've been talking to her a little bit. She got off the phone. But I'm going to get ready to text here in a second. And I sent you an email.
Oh, did you? Hold on, let me see what you got.
See if you can check that out. You got to play it, video.
Wait, let me see here. Hold on, Tyler. Oh, wait, Tyler, I got screens. Hold on, maybe I got to refresh. I didn't get it yet, Tyler. Hold on. I got screen. Wait. I got two screens from you. No, I didn't get it yet.
Oh, okay. Let me try again here real quick.
Yeah, again. Yeah, I didn't get it yet.
Say feed the ducks.
God damn it! Hold on. Hold on. Shit, man. Hold on, Jeremy. It's like all my motherfucking students want to just like outshine each other today with all this Jedi. Hold on, man. Hold on, Tyler. Send that shit, Tyler. Let me play this.
Just try to send it.
My hands are straightening out those sexy curves, stroking her back with my hands, killing her softly with my touch, killing her booty softly. Oh, 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 one at a time, Lauren Hill. How do you know how massage like that? I've been watching me tonight. Okay. No, just what I needed. Booty, LOL. Hold on, let's see here. Oh, I got it, Tyler. It just came through. I got it. Hold on a second. Just to make sure I got one more. Oh, yeah, this is him showing massage and all that shit. Oh, wait, I can't show no body, but I see just I can't do that. Jeremy, I got you, though, brother. Let me go to Tyler. Tyler, this is a video?
Yeah, it'll show the screenshot, but then it'll play like a video so you can listen to audio.
The audio, okay, here we go. All right,
guys. Well, yeah, just let it play.
All right, here we go. Let it play. All right, here we go. It's loading up, guys.
Put it on the lid. Yeah. Take a shower together.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. Oops. Sorry.
That's something we didn't do.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oops, sorry, shit. Fuck. Sorry. But it's not the same one you sent me, right?
Something we didn't do, huh? Take a shower together. We'll have to put it on the list. Yeah, looking forward to more good times with you for sure. I mean, I feel like we're on the same page and not 1,000%, but pretty damn close, maybe. I definitely felt well taken care of. And I just really want you to know how much I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, we heard this one already, Tyler. We heard it. We played this already. We played that already. That's the same one we played earlier today. We played the same thing. So what's your question, Tyler? Hello, Tyler, you there? Did I lose you?
Okay. I lost him, see.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I muted him. Okay, Tyler, I'm sorry. I'm going to bring you back. I'm sorry, Tyler.
You got me? Yeah. The idea is that I've been talking with her on the phone, video, voice, and now I'm at this point where, like, okay, she got off the phone. We've been texting a little bit, and I'm going to talk to her on the phone here any second. I mean, she's pretty much telling me she's getting into bed right now. And I don't know. I'm trying to utilize actually texting more. Do you know what I mean? Like, at this point, because I can just get on the phone with her right now. She's pretty much saying, like, good night, sexy man, because I haven't gotten back to her here in a second. I just want to see if you had ideas around spit and yak right before I get on the phone with her verbally.
She's saying good night, sexy man. I would tell her it's not a good night. And she'll say why it's not a good night. Because you didn't show me a picture of yourself in the bed before you went to bed. You know, I can't see you.
Okay.
I can't see what you're wearing. I can't see what the covers are touching other than me. I'm a little jealous that the covers are touching you more right now than I am. You see what I'm saying? That's how you
actually... Okay, perfect.
We take what they give us, right? Good night. Just the word good night, right? All right, well, let's look at it for a second. Yeah, I can tell her good night, but I'd rather paint a picture. So let me take good night and think. No, it's not a good night. You want to know why it's not a good night? Because you never sent me a photo of what you're wearing. And the reason it's not a good night is because your covers or your sheets get to they get to touch you more than I get to touch you. So is it really a good night? The sheets get to wrap around that beautiful ass of yours. The sheets get to touch your hips, your thighs. They get to your covers get to touch places that I can't even touch right now. So is it a good night? Do you see that right there? But let her know, you know what I mean? While you were cuddled up in your bed, you know, your pillow is rubbing your cheeks. You know, is it really a good night? So when you say good night, I understand what you're saying, but when I think about you and your body, I feel I got a little competition because the covers and the sheets get to be on you all the time, and I just get on you from time to time. I mean, you're making fun of the situation, you know what I mean? You're going to get her to smile a little bit, make her blush a little bit, and she's going to be like, damn, you know what? That is one creative motherfucker, right? He's really creative, right? And if you're saying, I mean, we go on more good night, you know. You know what would be a good night for me is for you to tell me a bedtime story. I'll go get the warm milk, and you tell me the story of how you're going to be sucking my dick. Or why don't you tell me the story of how it feels to be in between those beautiful thighs of yours, or to feel the warmth of the tightness of that beautiful put. You see what I'm saying? Those are the things. I'm just throwing things at you that's coming off the top of my dome right now. But what I'm saying is that we can take good night and say, well, hey, good night. We can take good night and turn it to our advantage. You know what I mean? I mean, it is a good night, but it could be a better night if I was able to see you right now. If I can see what my competition, the sheets and the comforter, what I'm going up against.
But see, that's a joke. You see what I'm saying? That's going to get her laughing because she's like, you have no competition. Oh, yes, I do. The sheets and the comforter get to wrap around that round, soft ass of yours every day. The comforter gets to rub your thighs, rub your arms, rub your neck, rub your breasts and your stomach. I mean, you just named parts of her body. They get to do it all the time. That's my competition. Now, I can deal with the competition, but I know it is the competition. Because when the sheets and the comforter wrap around your body so well, they put you to sleep. Now, I know through my kisses and my touches and the way I do when I'm inside of you, the way I am when we're in the shower, I can put you to sleep, but hell, not like those two guys. So you can even name them guys. I mean, damn. One day it might be – look, in the summertime I got to deal with the sheet. In the wintertime I got to deal with the comforter. So it's never going to be a win-win situation, but this is making fun, flirting, and doing something totally different that she's not even expecting. Think about this, Tyler. What guy do you know that when a woman says goodnight can spit yak like that? That's what I'm saying. Most guys are like, oh, right. Goodnight. You know, no, fuck that. I always want to take and paint. That's where, like, the flirt to fuck. We want to take it and roll tape and know what to use and how to, you know, real quick, Tyler, I don't know, did you hear the show earlier today, the one I did, Ryan with the Dean?
No, I haven't been able to listen to Ryan and Dean's much, but I got to go back and play if you're playing it, yeah.
What I talked about is all you guys have rooms, all right? All you guys have an addition room and a subtraction room, a multiplication, a division room, fractions, decimals, algebra, whatever. You have different rooms, okay? And I'm just going to use the addition room to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Because you would trust the room and you trust the numbers, you trust the equations, and you trust adding the equations, you then, when I ask you what 10 plus 10 is, you automatically going to say 20 because you trust the information. And that's what I'm saying. When you create the romantic room, the sensual room, the sexual one, the dirty, the kinky, the naughty, the nasty, all these rooms you got to create just like you do the add and subtracting room, where all you're doing is, guess what? Grabbing information. If I ask you what 20 plus 20 is, y'all motherfuckers, Steve, that's 40. Stop it, man. That's
yeah,
20.
Right.
Because, guess you want to know why? Because you know, you trust, and you know how to grab the information. It's
all
no
right,
different
got,
when I'm
just,
like that. I wish you
got that sent back. She just sent back a picture. I just sent it to you.
Oh, okay. Anyway, you sent me the picture. All right, let's spit some more. Yet.
Yeah,
hold on.
See, I just sent her some of that. We just said
okay.
Blanket.
Yeah,
be in the competition.
Yeah. And what did she say? What did she say? I haven't got it.
She
yet.
Gave me
I
like the big blushy smiley face with hearts, and then we asked her to send a picture, so she did it.
Okay, right. All right. Well, I'm waiting for the you got to send it again. I didn't get it, Tito. I didn't get it. Send it. But what I'm saying, you see what I'm saying? You got the blood. Okay, guys that are listening to me, this is about the tennis. You remember, it's an old show that we did, but this is what I'm talking about. This is all, if you want to know what I'm doing, I'm just playing sexual tennis. This is all I'm doing. All I'm doing is what you see right here, guys. That's all I'm doing. All I'm doing is taking what she's giving me, and I'm returning serve. That's it, gentlemen. I'm not trying to complicate this. That's all I'm doing. Flirt the fuck. I'm either going to put flavor in her ear or flavor in her eye. I'm going to either make her blush, think, or react. I might do a master the bedroom, right? Sexual laugh, smile thing. So that's all. And Tyler's getting that right now. So He's already got her intrigued, but that's why we always say we want to do, you know, a little bit more. But, Tyler, I still haven't got it yet.
Yeah, I know. It seems like it's giving me an issue here. Let me try one more time.
Good time. Let me see. I got a question here. Wait, let me see. The fuck is a question? Log out. Hold on, I think I got a question here. Wait, Todd. All right, well, I got. Wait, Todd. I just got the image. All right. So she's got her. Tyler, really? She's got her titties out. I can't show the guys this. She's got her titties out. What is that? She's sleeping naked? Is that her comforter, or is that her just her? Is she naked right now? Tyler.
Like I said, she's just getting into bed. Like we're gonna be talking on the phone here in a minute.
Wait, Tyler. Is that her sheet? That's red, or is that an outfit? Because her titties are popping out. All right.
I make no comment.
All right, Tyler, just say this. All right, just say you see right there above you because you got the blank. You got her, guys, she's laying down. Her titties are kind of popping out, and there's a little piece of red. And I don't know if that is the sheet.
Yeah, it's probably her blanket. Yeah, I think she's sleeping naked.
Right. Well, again, say this is the bone that I have to pick with you. Remember the reinforcement. You see, your blanket gets to rub on those titties right now, and I can't with a frowny face. And then put LOL with a wink, okay? But that's just being playful. Yeah. And just say, you know what? Hey, say you what? You know, it's all good. Have a nice, wonderful night. And I look forward to talking to you in the morning or tomorrow, right? Now, Tyler, what I want you to do before you go to bed tonight, just hit her with a quick video. You know what? Before I'm going to bed, I was just thinking about those beautiful titties. You can talk. I mean, she's sending you titties right now. So you can say, you know what? I'm thinking about that body of yours. And I just want you to know, you know, when you wake up, I just want to say good morning. Just give her a good morning message and tell her to tell her titties to stay off the blanket. You see what I'm saying, Tyler? That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. You see? So, yeah, so we'll definitely do it like that, okay, brother?
All right, got it.
All right.
Thanks, Coach. All right, brother. Thanks.
All right, we'll see you back in. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, I got questions. Go ahead and ask. Hold on a second. Let me see here. 619. Oh, okay. Trying to read this. Yeah, guys, I got questions. Go ahead and ask, man. Let me see. Steve, they send so many ass and titty pics. Yeah, man, I can't show. Here's the problem. I can't show this kind of stuff on YouTube, man. So I can't show that kind of stuff. But if y'all got any questions, ask. Hold on a second. What is the question? Hold on a second. I'm trying to see if I got a question here. Hold on a second. I got an email. Let me see here. What? Hold on. Let's see here. Guys, y'all can ask any questions, man, that y'all want to ask. Go ahead and post. Whiskey, you need to start. I show y'all some stuff on the members. The members get some shit. I always give the members some shit. Like the guys that join the membership, they always get some stuff. But the flirt the fuck guys, they get some stuff too. So. Because I always want to show them the lifestyle, man. Lifestyle is great, man. When you're doing this, man. I would like for you to meet. Let me see what he's saying here. I would like for you to meet my pillow face to face. I'm just saying that this is how easy Yak is. But remember, I'm creating the buzz. Right? And even if she meets somebody else, see, what you guys don't know, there was something I did in the Pussy Whip show I guess around 2000, 2001, when I was doing the Pussy Whip show. I used to do a thing called Johnny Appleseed, right? I'm Johnny Appleseed. I'm Johnny Appleseed. And I used to just do like this, like I'm throwing seeds around everywhere I go, right? The best thing about what I'm showing you guys is that when they're with somebody else is when you shine the most. When she realizes you have somebody else, when she has other guys trying to get at her, that's when you guys, that's when y'all stand out. Because a good night, even good night, what I just told you as far as good night, with the sheets and the blankets, nobody's going to ever talk to a woman that way, man, in that kind of a flirtatious manner. Nobody's ever going to talk to her that way. Hell, even when you go over a crib, you can say, all right, I'm going to go ahead and fold up this blanket. You know why? Because he's getting too much action. I mean, y'all can make fun of this. Y'all can have fun with this stuff, man. All this stuff that I'm showing you, man, is just outside of the box. Hold on, let me bring in 605. Sir, what's your question? How can I help you?
Well, nothing. Just listening.
All right, you got a question, press 1. But, guys, y'all got a question, 515-605-9373 is the number if y'all got a question. But, yeah. So, but yeah, if y'all listen, just listen. But yeah, we're about to wrap up soon. So if y'all got any questions, go ahead and put a Q in the thing, and I'll be happy to answer that for you. But as I said before, if you listen to this, God, this is a crazy show because we're gonna have to grab that part as a testimonial because I showed you the text messages, but y'all got to see it in real time. And the crazy thing about it that you've got to ask yourself is something's not right here. On one side, you got a bunch of guys telling you that women are mean and they're cruel and there's no way you can get in a relationship with a woman, right? But on the other side, you got this motherfucker over here showing you receipts and showing you things in real time of women submitting themselves to men. So what's real and what's fake? That's what I'm saying. You've got to make a determination. What's real and what's fake? And as soon as you guys begin to realize the game is not about women, as soon as you realize you've got to create, which we're working on in the next 3 days, you're going to see the world in a whole different way when you trust the information. It's got to be up to you to trust it, man, not us, okay? So, but hey, chat room, any more questions y'all got, let me know. We got Lucario, myself, and 10 hours. 10 hours, Lucario, myself. So that means we get off this joint. I'm going to chill for about 2 or 3 hours, wake up, do my 5 miles, my 5 kick-ass miles, and kill. Hey, if y'all add me on Facebook, y'all see my – guys, I always tell you guys to take from me. If you look at the shit I post, you can grab that shit and post it and make it yours. I don't care, but I'm telling you, women are going to love that shit. I'm always making a witty comment to something, or I'm making a serious statement to something, but you can always take that information. I told you, just like the poetry, all that stuff, man. All right, Demand, let's go with your question. What do you have? You say you have a question about self-value. What is the best way to consistent in this? You mean to stay? Demand, are you saying what is the best way to stay? Are you saying what is the best way to stay consistent with in yourself? Or what do you, I don't understand the question. Because I have a question about self-value. Not value, worth, self-worth. The best way, big man, if I think you're asking to be consistent. The best way to be consistent is this. I keep showing you, man. This is your compass on you. Okay? This. Like those that do the Bible. Okay, if you're religious, you follow the Bible, right? And you read the Bible and you follow it, right? What I'm saying is that there is, you got to create a book on yourself that you look to for your direction on you. That's what I'm saying, man. So the best way to be consistent is by standing on your motherfucking square. That's it, man. The best way to be consistent is doing what I'm showing you. It's just not, I'm not trying to throw you off or anything. I'm just saying that the more you are consistently about yourself and not worried about the next man, the more you're going to grow. A lot of people don't want you to grow, man. People don't want you to be independent, man. I'm trying to show you independence. But the independence, but you got to understand, your self-worth is going to come into two different phases, big dog. And the first phase is your worst phase. And I'm going to show you why real quick before we wrap this up. Guys, I got any other questions, feel free to ask. But let me show you the difference in why there are two different phases that you're going to go through. Let me see here. Now, this one is the worst one because if you believe this one the most, this is going to hurt you the most. This phase is the worst one right here. This phase is what a lot of guys do from the comfort of their home. Man, in this phase, guys, you can beat up Mike Tyson. You can knock Mike Tyson out within 10 seconds of the first round from the comfort of your home. You can be whatever you want to be from the comfort of your home, but I'm just telling you, if you want to keep shadow boxing, you're lying to yourself. You're not really growing. And that's the problem. You're too busy shadow boxing. What I'm saying for you to win at this is you got to take this damn thing, your motherfucking tablet or book on yourself, and you got to get that. You got to go outside and see what's out there and put what you have up against what's out there to see where you're at, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, the man. There's nothing like that road, man. That road is a beautiful road because it's you and you alone. And when you can walk down that road by yourself and trust yourself and keep walking and keep growing. Now, listen. From time to time, yeah, you can jump to another street, but you're always going back to your road. You're never staying on someone else's street. You're never staying on someone's block. You might go into their ecosystem for a second, but you dipping your ass right back out, okay? Nate. Brother, you've already lost, man. Nate, your mindset has nothing to do with your height, man. Nate, if you're worried about your height, you've already lost, brother. That's what I'm saying, man. I keep telling y'all, out, if you're thinking about shit that's outside of yourself, you're already going to lose, because if you're worried about your height, okay, and you're not accepting your height, Kevin Hart accepts his height, Prince accepted his height, everybody is not going to be 6'4". Hell, I'm like 5'7", man. I accept my height, but I don't let my height be the reason why I can't do shit, brother. Yeah, I'm like 5'7", Whiskey. Fuck you, Whiskey. That's right. I am 5'7", motherfucker, but that's right. But what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is that you have got to stop. No, Blade, I'm good. You don't have to call in. We good, Blade. Because I'm about to shut the lines down anyway, man. I'm about to shut the lines down, so we good. But what I'm saying to you guys out there that need to listen to what I'm saying to you guys, that's important, is that you guys are too